Civilian casualties caused by U.S.-led foreign forces were one of the reasons behind Hamid Karzai's refusal to sign a security pact with Washington. That's according to a spokesman for Karzai. Emal Faizi said the issue of casualties among Afghan civilians has been one of the causes of tensions between Kabul and Washington in recent years. He added that President Karzai has always tried to avoid civilian deaths in the war. The remarks came in response to a newly published report by Amnesty International that said thousands of civilians, including many children, have been killed by foreign forces since 2011. The report added that the U.S. has not prosecuted its troops for the killings and that justice has not been served to the Afghan victims. While violence continues to take civilian lives in Afghanistan as the Taliban step up attacks against foreign forces stationed there, the Taliban say they're angry at the U.S. plan to sign a bilateral security agreement with the next Afghan government. From Kabul, our correspondent Faiz Khurshid explains.
NATO forces are leaving Afghanistan. Most of them have already gone, but violence continues to take lives across the country. Deadly attacks occur on a daily basis, with Taliban stepping up their bombings against U.S. and NATO forces. However, it's mostly civilians who are being caught up in the middle of fighting.
The number of civilian deaths is rapidly rising here, and all those parties are responsible for the death. The thing that hurts our feelings the most is that they are not willing to avoid harming civilians during their attacks and operations.
Taliban insurgents are strongly opposed to long-term U.S. presence in Afghanistan and do not want the bilateral security agreement to be signed. The BSA has become a big deal now for Washington. People in the White House are wondering how to come to grips with it. They want to get it done by the end of 2014. However, the clock is ticking and the deal is still locked.
The bilateral security agreement is all about the future of U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan. If signed, it would allow U.S. to have military bases and legal immunity for its forces from our courts. They will also continue their operations.
The BSA is entirely contingent upon the next president of this country. The presidential election has been held, and two hopefuls are waiting for the final results to be announced. They are both willing to sign the bilateral security agreement with the U.S. Some 9,800 American troops will be here in Afghanistan once the agreement is signed. They will be here until 2016 in order to help Afghan forces and continue what they call counterinsurgency operations. The deal, however, will lead to more civilian deaths as the Taliban continue fighting foreign troops. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.